So the Mishnah that we are speaking about didn't mention the case of Vigarishin of Safek Karavla, Safek Karavla. And we're discussing why that's the case. So now we have a different Hezber. El Amar Abaye, Yagida Lav Reo. It's a pasuk in Iyov, which means that his friend tells about him. It's an expression, obviously. And which means the following. Tana b'kedushin v'hu adin l'gerishin. In other words, even though it doesn't say, let's say by the kedushin, it says the case of safik karavlo, safik karavla, but it doesn't say it by gerishin, but it means even whatever applies to one applies to the other. That's what yegido v'yer means. So it says it by kedushin, for example, safik karavlo, safik karavla, v'hu adin l'gerishin. So the answer is why it doesn't say it in the Mishnah is that it does say it in the Mishnah. It's just hinted to, because whatever applies to one applies to the other. And Tana v'Gerushin v'hu adin l'kedushin. And therefore the cases that we said, the three cases of Gerushin in the Mishnah, that it's Ksav Yado without Eidim, or Eidim without Zman, or Zman without with Ein Echad, etc. Those three cases of Gerushin also apply to Kedushin as well. Shtar Kedushin, right? You can get married with a shtar. So those same Sveikas by Gerushin also apply to Kedushin as well. So it applies to one, so it applies to the other. It's all basically there in the Mishnah. So Amalei Rava, however, Rava asks on Abai, he doesn't like that. Why? Because I Yagida Lav Reo, if that's the case, my Zehu Diktani. Right? The word Zehu, it implies like Zehu Safik Kedushin, or Zehu Safik, said in the Mishnah, after the cases of the Kedushin and Gerishin, the Sfeikas, it says Zehu. Like, this is the case. So it's mashma, this is the case of, say, by Kedushin, Safik Karavla, this is it, and not the cases that we said by Gerushin. And when it says by Gerushin, it sounds like, these are the cases, these are the cases of Gerushin, and they don't apply by Kedushin, etc. That's what Zeo seems to imply, and therefore it's not like what Abai said. So El Amarava, Kol Sheyesh B'Kedushin, Yesh Begerishin. So he alters it a little bit, and he says, like, therefore you have to say like this. All the cases that are by Kedushin, which is basically just a Safek Karavla, Karavla, Yesh Begerishin as well, which is what we've been looking for again still, so that's good. So the case of Safek Karavla by Gerishin also applies, because what applies by Kedushin, the Safek Karavla, Karavla, also applies by Gerishin. But the other way, not the yesh begerushin, mashein bekedushin. However, not all the cases of gerushin apply by kedushin, and therefore the zehu the gerushin, when it says zehu the gerushin, that's lav dafka, because it's not true that that this applies. This is a case of gerushin, and it doesn't apply by kedushin, because these are the case of Gerushin and these three, and not the case of Sarav Kav Kavra. It is not true. Safek Karav Lo Karav La does apply by Gerushin. So therefore it's Lav Dafka by Gerushin. But why is it saying Ela Mishum the Tana Zeo Be Kedushin? Because since it says Zeo by Kedushin, Tana Nami Zeo Be Gerushin. It's just in there because it says it by one, we say it by the other. But it's really Lav Dafka by the Gerushin. Because it's not true. It's not only these cases of Gerushin. The case of Kedushin, of Safek Karav Lo Karav, does apply by Gerushin. But the reason why we said Zehu is because of Kedushin. Because Kedushin, it is Zehu. Zehu does make sense. And these are the cases, this is the case of Kedushin, and not all the cases of Gerushin of the three cases applied by Kedushin. That is true. And therefore, since we're saying it by Kedushin, so we say it by Gerushin, even though there's Lav Dafka. Okay. So now the Gemara is asked, if that's the case, what is the Zeo de Kedushin Lemu Teimat? So when it does say Zeo by Kedushin, that was, this is the case Karavlo Karavla by Kedushin, here is where we say it's a Safek, and not the cases, all the cases of Gerushin, they don't all apply by Kedushin. What doesn't apply Kedushin? Which case of the three of the Gerushin do not apply by Kedushin? The Gemara answers, "Lemeute zman," that one of the cases was the star get that doesn't have zman. That's safek. So that is not considered a suffix by Kedushin. It's a star Kedushin. It doesn't have Zman. That's not called a suffix. So Lake of a Kedushin, because it's not considered suffix Kedushin, because we don't write Zman on the Kedushin, star Kedushin. So they were not Mesakin to write Bechol, star, Zman, and Kedushin. Okay, see Rashi a little bit. Tanim Kedushin, suffix Korav Kalav, and Huadin, Begerishin applies to there as well. The Tana Begerishin, the Ksaviado Bechuli, the three cases, the Huadin Legedushin. That was Abai's first attempt. Then Haki Garcina, and Kol Shiesh Bekedushin, Yesh Begerishin. The Yesh Begerishin, Mashain Kid Bekedushin, as Brava fixed things up. And the Zeo, the Gerishin, we said was loved off. Kamishum, the Tana Zeo Bekedushin, Tana Mik Zeo Begerishin. Kol Shiesh Bekedushin, for example, Safi Karvlo, etc. Have Nami, Safi Begerishin. That does apply by Gerishin. But by Yesh Begerishin, some, there are cases in Gerishin that don't apply to the Kedushin. Shein Safi Klinian Kedushin. For example, as we just said, Kigon Zman, Kimafarsh Lakaman, the Bishtar Kedushin, Kigon Amakanish Bishtar, Lotik Nuzman, they're not Masakin Zman. And therefore, Vizeo de Gerishin, therefore, is only Lavdafka. The Mashmo Zeo, the Have Safi Begerishin, but Safi Karvlo, etc., Lo Have Gerishin, which is not true. It is, so therefore it's love dafka. So Idi the Tana Zeo Vikadushin, the Dafka Zeo, the Kamashmal the Zeo is Dafka, the Kamashmala and the Zesafe Karov, who the Shaif Vikadushin, Ba, the Safek Zman, etc., by the in this case the Zman, by the that we see by the Gerishin, Lo Shayach Bahu. It does not Shayach over here by the Kedushin. Okay, back to the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks, "Neima lo tiknu zman b'kedushin? Why were the chachamim? Why didn't the mesaken writing on a star kedushin zman the date? Hanicha lamad amar mishum peri. Why? Because arusa leple peri. El lamad amar mishum basachoso litaken zman. So there's two reasons mentioned in the Amoraim, Reshakish Rabbi Yochanan. Why by Gittin you do write the Zman? Why it's important to write the Zman? So according to the first opinion, that the reason why you write the Zman is Mishum Peri, meaning that husband has a right to eat the fruit of the his wife's Nichse Milu, right, from the time they get married. He gets to use her possession as a Achilas Peris, and that's only until he divorces her. Once he divorces her, that's it. They can't eat the Paris anymore. So it's important to know exactly the date that they get divorced. So from that point, if he keeps on eating, or he sells them or whatever, she has a right to claim them. So look, you know, this is past the time. So it's important to write the date for Begirsh. However, this doesn't apply by Kedushin. Because what do you want to say? We have to write on the star Kedushin so we know when to start to eat the Paris, but that's not true, because he doesn't start to eat the Paris at Kedushin. It's only later on, it's written in the Ksuba. It's only after he gives the Ksuba by Nisun or whatever, but not by Arison. And therefore, that's the term of writing the date for Peri, that would be Hanicha, that would be good. So therefore, that makes sense why we have the date on the get, but we don't have the date on we don't have the date on the star Erison, because it's not necessary there, if it's because of Peri. However, Elaman da Amar, we said Mishum Basachoso, the other reason is given, the reason why we write a date on the get, is because of Basachoso. Because maybe a man will marry his sister's daughter, niece, and maybe she'll be Mizana, Tachtav, and she deserves to be killed, but he's going to have a pity on her because it's on the one hand his wife is Mizana, but it's still his niece, so he'll feel bad for her that she's going to be killed. So what he'll do is he'll write a get and present it and say, no, she wasn't Mizana because see, I divorced her, and therefore she wasn't married to me anymore when she was Mizana. So therefore, we don't obviously want him to do that because that's not true. And therefore, we write a date. We make sure that there was a sukkah. There should be a date on the get, so they can't pull shtick like that. And so it's exactly the date on the get, so we can't, we can present such a thing. So if that's the reason why we write a get, so then if that's the case, it would apply by Kedushin also. Why? because maybe he was mekadesh the woman, and then it was his niece, and he was mekadesh her, and then she was mizana, which there is a problem of znus after kedushin as well, right? And then to cover up for her, he'll say, "Oh no, I wasn't engaged to her yet. You know, I wasn't engaged to her yet." And right, so then, so in order that that shouldn't happen, so therefore it's important to have the date on the shtar erusin as well. Just like it's important to have it in get, so he shouldn't cover up her. It's important to have it over years. It's exactly when he was mekadesher. And if it was the fact she was Makadish before, she was Mazana, she deserves to be killed. So therefore, it's okay, we have an explanation of why there's no need for a Zman if the reason is because of Paris, but we don't have a reason why not to have Zman if the reason because of Bas Vachos. Okay. More answers. The reason why that only we have by get the Zman is, he says, because mishum de'ika de mekadesh b'chaspa, v'ika de mekadesh b'shtara. Therefore, I love talking Rabbanan Zman. So the reason why they were misakim done by get and not by kedushin is simply because by get you always have a get. There's no other way being the garish woman except with the star. And since it's always the case, you always use stars, they're misakim the Zman. Whereas by kedushin, you don't have to mekadesh b'kedushin. You can kaddish by Kesar Star Bia. Right? You don't have to, doesn't have to be by Kedushin, by Star. And therefore, since it's by Kesef also, and we're going to see shortly, that's most of the time, therefore, they were Mitzakin. Now, even though there was Makom to Mitzakin Zvah, but since it's not always the case that you even use it, so they weren't Mitzakin. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Hanicha Lamandam Rechuli Begetin and Perikol Get. And why did they make that takana? Mishum peri, meaning leidam emasai tigbe amibala teres. When can the woman claim the fruit from her husband? Shachal, meaning claim ilukshala. Because savar mishat shenasan ena baal legarsha shuv ein lo baal peres. That as soon as he wants a divorce, so that's it. She can't eat fruit anymore. Therefore, we have to know exactly when this is. Arusa leis lapera, but that doesn't apply by arusa because no peres there. Lafikach lo tiknu b'shtar kedushin she'ena bal ochel peres ad shetikanes lachor, because he doesn't the echilas peres is not when they get engaged. It's only after she goes to chuppah. Why the chitikun rabbanan peri that labal? That's mishum pirkuna. The reason why they're misakein that the husband eats the fruit is that's an exchange for the fact that he has to redeem her if she goes into captivity. And when is that? It's only from the time of Ksuba. It's like Ksuba who the im tishtabai afrakinach. If I become in captivity, then you have to redeem me. Then that's Ksuba's perik nara, and that's only after the marriage. So we said mishum basachoso. However, mipashachoso that should apply here as well. Says Rashi, Shema Yehei Nasui Basachos. So maybe he's going to marry to his niece. The Tizne Tachtav, and Shem Mizana Tachtav, the Yire Eidim Mash Mashim Ubaim, and he'll see, the Eidim are coming, they're walking down the street, and they're going to bow to be made against her, and she's going to, have to be killed. The Ubaim, Mash Mashim Ubaim, the Yechus Alam, and he's going to feel bad for being her near his niece. So he's going to quickly divorce her. V'yomer and say, "Konam zus temi idim kvar nisgarsha." Oh yeah, okay, fine. You were giving aid that she was mizana, but she was already divorced. You see, here's the get. She was already divorced from me, so she's okay. So to avoid that, we make sure there's it's written the time. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we said, therefore, that the reason why there's no Zman on the Shtar Erison is because you don't always get married with Shtar Erison. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes you use money. Frank Dingmore, if that's the case, Amar Le Ravacha, Breder of Yosef Le Ravashi, Beha Avda. What about the case of an Eved Kanani? The Ika, the Kani Bechaspa, Vika Bishtara. So here, how do you purchase an Eved Kanani? You can use Kesef, you can use Shtar. So based on this theory that we said, something which is not constant, sometimes this, sometimes that, we don't write Zman, I, the Sakun Rabbanan Zman, but there they did. The Rabbanan, we're Misakun by, write the time on the star of the Evet, when you buy an Evet. So there it's no Gea, because you have to know when his possessions go over to his master, that he can also eat the fruit from the fields of his Evet that he's Kona. So then they're Misakun, even though you don't always do it. So the Gemara answers, no, Hasan, by the Evet, Ruba Bishtar. There, most of the time, the Kenyan of the Nebuchadnezzar is done with a star, not just the Metzias. And therefore, that's why they said it's important to write the time, because it's mostly, it's used most of the time. But Hacha, over here by Kedushin, Ruba Bechaspar. It's mostly with Kesef, and therefore, it was not, they didn't Misak in Zman, because it's not the most common, not so common. It's mostly, they usually get married with Kesef. Hey Rashi. The Ha'avda Mechir Zeved Eved Kanani. We said V'Takan Rabbanan Zman V'Chol Shtari Mechir Eshel Eved Kedei Leida Meiz Zman Yochal Peretz, to know when the master can eat the fruit from the Eved. Shezeh Kana Nichzei Avdo, because he's going to the Nechassim of his Eved. Okay, doing Sedis. Let's go on. So. Right, that's what we said. That's what Gemara said. The Gemara said that. They said, we had more time, we want to know why there's no Zman by Eris. It says, Anicha, if it's because of pears, we understand why, because it's not Nogea.
No, in this answer, it's mostly, in Kenyan, it's mostly by money. it's more clear if you say there's no peri by Eris.
No, but we're not going to that mandam. We said according to the mandam, our peri, we understand why not. Now we're going away from that, huh? And we said, but according to the one that says, why not, according to the one that peri, that's fine. The Ibai Seima, the Gemara says, Mishum Dolo Efsha. Another reason we're giving, why didn't they misakein the Zman by Kedushin, is because it's not really nogea, mishum de lo efshar. It doesn't work if we're going to write this Zman. It's not going to help, as we'll see in a minute. Why not? Because, heichi li avit, what should we do with the star? Fine, we're going to write the date on the star erison. Now, what are we going to do with the star? Where are we going to put it? Lincha gabidida, if we're going to give it to her, you know, that she's holding on is Reyat Mikudesh. That's usually the case. He gives her the star, and she's going to hold on to it. So it's not going to help. Why? Because Machale, she's going to, if she's, you know, wants to pull shtick, she was Mizana or whatever, she goes, oh, I'm Mizana, you know, after I was already married, she's going to take out her eraser, erase his man, and in order to save herself, because she's holding on to the star, so she can fool around with it. So that's not going to help. It's not going to work to give her this. What good is writing this man if she's holding onto the star so they can just erase it? Fine. So maybe lincha gabe dide. So maybe let the ball hold on to it. You know, he'll hold on to the star for safekeeping, and therefore she can't push stick. So that also is not always a good pitaron. Why? Because zimnin the basachosa. Like we saw before, sometimes it could be that she'll be mizana and she'll be his niece. And once again, if he's holding on to the star, same problem. Mechape Allah. He wants to cover up her, and he'll also erase her at the time. So it's not going to help there either to give it to him. Okay, there's a third option. Lincha gabe Edim. Give it to Edim. Let Edim hang on to it. First, the Edim and the Edim Kedushin. So the Gemara says, again, that's not really, it's not Nogea so much. Why? Because Eid is the Chiri, because Leisu Lisu, because the Manashat. If the Eidim, they're holding on to the star, why do you have to write that the Zman, right? If, since they're the Eidim, so if they remember the Zachiri, if they remember the act, they remember when it was and what happened and everything, so then, fine, so we don't need a star at all. You know, we definitely don't need the time on the star. The Eidim will come in and be made and finished. Vilo, and if they don't remember themselves when the Kedushin was, etc., so then, Zimni Nechazu, then then we got a problem. Because again, if they're going to hold, they're holding out their star, but they themselves don't remember the zimim the chazu mikhtava the asu masyade. Sometimes they might not remember. When was that? Do you remember kedusha? No. They're going to look at the star and they're going to read and go, oh yeah, see it says in the star this in the days or whatever, and they're going to use the star as to tell them what everything was, and that's no good. Rachamana Amar mipiem says and we darsh now mipiem below mipik savam. It has to be that they're made because what they know and not what they see, not what is written on the star. So that's also good. So therefore, it's not really nogeya to have good. We'll write the time on the star, but it's not. It doesn't really work. Okay, let's see Rashi. Amachkala, right? We're worried that if we're going to give it to her, so she'll erase it. Lizman. But Tomar and she'll say, "Kodem Geishin Hayaz Nusus Lizeh." Yeah, okay, I was Mizana, but it was before I was married, and here, and she sold the star, and it's erased. So therefore, she'll just erase it and to save herself. So Linke Gabi Eidim says Rashi, "We'll let the Eidim hold on to it." So my Mahani, was it going to help? Idechiri Emas Hayahava Kedushin. If the Eidim are going to know, remember when a Kedushin was, Afilo Eino Kasab Star Matul Hadas. And if they don't have to write anything on the star, they can be made. They're going to come along and maybe testify. El alahachi yamart the mahani. Maybe you're going to say the reason why it helps is zim need a lodachir, and maybe because sometimes they're not going to remember. So if it's important that they have the star, they can read the date, so they'll remember because they can see what it's written. The chazu mikhtava v'asu masade. So see what's written, and they're going to be made. That's dafka no good. V'hai love edusu. That edusu no good. The rachaman amar al pishnaim edim, and we learn from here v'lo sheidu al piksavam. Okay, so. Finally, the Gemara says, if that's the case, that we said the reason why it's not written by the time on the star Erisin is because it's really not Nogeya, because she's gonna erase it, he's gonna have an erase, etc. So the truth is, that the Gemara who could say the same thing by Gerishin, Yihachi beGerishin Nami Nema, right? Why don't we say the same thing by Gershon? In other words, by writing the time on the star, what good is it? He's going to give her the star, Gershon, to divorce her. But maybe she was Mizana. She's going to say, I was Mizana. So she's going to, they're going to make it against her. She was Mizana under her husband. She's going to say, no, I wasn't. erase the date and say, look, you see, I have a star Gershon over here. I was already divorced. There's no date on it, so we don't know, and you say, okay, could be, whatever, and she'll get off the hook. And you say the same thing. What good is writing the date, even under Star Gershon? So Gemara says, it's different. Because Hasam, Latsala Dida Kasi. It's saving her, literally. Whereas Hachab, over here by the Kedushin, Lechova Dida Kasi. It's the time on the star is to her Chov. Okay? Meaning that what's the difference? That by the case of Gerishin, okay, she has being Misakin's man, which they did, okay, it works. It does work. Why? Because they're supposed to be Zman, they were Misakin's man, means they're supposed to be Zman written on the get. So if she's, let's say, with Mizana, we have the aid in Mizana, whatever, she comes in, no, I wasn't. So, says, look, she pulls out the get, and it's erased. The fact that it's erased, we're saying, what's going on over here? There's supposed to be a date over here, and it's erased. She goes, I don't know, whatever, but, so we'll say, look, looks suspicious. So since it's suspicious, we're going to have to go by the chazaka. And what is he? Before the divorce, she was Cheskateshes Ish. So therefore, the fact that it's erased, and that arouses suspicion, so the suspicion is going to make us go on to the, have to go, we're going to fall by, go after the Chazaka, and what's the Chazaka? She's Eshes Ish, and therefore she's going to be killed. So therefore, it doesn't help her to erase it, because it's, anyway, she's going to be killed. It's not going to do anything. Whereas, by the Kedushin, it's the opposite way. Right there, if it does, so to speak, help if she's erased, that's why we don't write that, we said we don't write this man, because it does help. Why? Because the same thing. If we were Misakin's man by Kedushin, and then she was Mizana, and she says, no, I wasn't married yet, and look at the star, so, and it's erased, So it's a suspicion. But there, when there's suspicion, what are we going to do? Again, go by the chazaka. What's her chazaka? There, she was ches pnuya. And this, we may be, she was married, so ches is the opposite. So ches is pnuya. She's a ches is pnuya, so she'll be saved. So therefore, it is for her benefit in order to her benefit to erase it. And therefore, that's why, as we said, it's not going to do anything to write this one. I don't know if they would, because then you can see. Usually, you can see that it was written. Yeah, but then you can see it was erased also. But that's the thing. But you don't know the. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let's see Rashi. Gabi Gerishanami, am I tiknuzman? Why were nemesakin man by Gerishan? Mishum basachoso. So Gabi manin, who are we gonna put? Who are we gonna put it by? Same thing. We're worried that so we have the same question by Gerishan. So we said no. Difference is that's what Saladi Dakasi by Gerishan. Therefore, we're not choshes that it's going to be erased. Why? The chiatu sahade dizin. So when Adim come and say she was mazana, ilo maisi shtara the igusha mikamehache. She doesn't bring a star that she was divorced already before this news. Mokmina la cheskaseshish. We're going to go by the cheskaseshish. Umiu ilotakin rabbanan's man have mati lachpuye Allah. Truth is, if there was no suspicion over here, and that was because there was no a takanav's man, so then it's a different story. Then we say kalokatli, we wouldn't kill her. Aval hashta, but now that there is a takanav's man, the tukin rabbanan's man ilo ma'isala. If she doesn't bring it, then mokminan la as kazak v'katlinam. Because now there's already suspicion. Not like no man, okay, not supposed to be man. But if there's once there's supposed to be and there's not, it's a race, then wait a minute. So then the suspicion that's gonna make us go up to the chazaka and then we're killed. But ha chalachovadi da kasi by kedushin it's the opposite. The zman the kedushin, the chovadi da kasi zman the kedushin. Right? The takun la rabban zman. Therefore if they would misak zman by the kedushin and vizinsa, then kavshal star, she would hide it, or makala, she would erase it. Mekayim, and then here, mekayim acheskes pnuya. Here we also go by the chazaka, but here the chazaka is cheskes pnuya, and that would save her, and therefore it says it's not going to help anything by writing. Okay, we're on the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Shlosh achin nesuin shalosh nachriyot. We have three brothers married to three women. They're not related, not sisters in this case. And the truth is, the third brother, as we'll see, we're saying maybe three women. The third one doesn't have to be married to anybody, as we'll see. It's not no gaya. Mishnah wanted to write it just as quick as possible, so just mention that. But the Lamites and the third brother doesn't have to be married to anybody. The Iker is Reuben and Shimon. Okay, so you have Reuven is married, we'll say, to Rachel. Shimon's married to Dina. They're not sisters. And Mesachad Mehem, Vasa Vasheni Maimer. So then one of them dies, let's say Reuven dies, and therefore Rachel falls to Yibum, and Shimon doesn't do Yibum yet, he just does Maimer. And then Umeis, and before he had a chance to do Yibum, he dies. Okay, so right now we have Shimon's wife Dina falling to Levi, and the woman he did Maimer to, Rachel, which fell from Reuven, also falling to Levi. They're both falling to Levi. So what's the din? Hare Elu Choltos Falo Misyabmos. They have both to Chalitza and Na'yibum. Why? Shnei Amaru Meisachad Mehem Yavama Yavo Aleha, says the Pasuk. And we learn from here, when it says achad mehem, means shaleha zikas yavam echad velo shaleha zikas shnei yavamin. That's the Tanakama. We'll see in a second Rabbi Shimon argues, but meaning that the discussion here is the explanation is why Rachel is he can't do yibum with Rachel, and it'll be discussed later on why he has to do chalitza Dina, but that's not mentioned right now. The reason why we're zeroing in on Rachel, why is, what's the problem with Rachel? Problem with Rachel is that she has a Zika from two of the brothers, Why? Because Reuven died and Rachel fell, and then Shimon did Maimer on her. So right now, this woman still has the Zika of Reuven, because had Shimon and Mamish married her, done Yibum, Mamish, so then that's it. Once the brother does Yibum, the first brother Zika, anything to do with the first brother is finished with. Right? He did Yibum and that becomes his wife, and the brother's out of the picture completely. But that wasn't the case over here. Right? Shimon didn't do Yibum, no, he did Maimer. So the Zika of the first brother from Reuven is still there on her, Shtickle, right, on Rachel. But she also, since Shimon did Maimer on her, so she also is now connected to Shimon a little bit through the Maimer. So she's got a connection now still with Reuven, and now also from Shimon. So that's called a Zika from the two brothers. That's why Levi cannot do Yibum with her. Okay. Again, why? What's the problem with the other, with Dina? We'll see. It was not explained right now. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues, he says, no, miyabem le'eze sheyirtze, v'choleis l'shniya. He argues, he says, no, Levi can do Yibu on either one, and the other, and Chalitza on the other one. So what does he hold? Because he holds that he has a suffix whether Maimer is Kona or not. That's the only thing we have to deal with over here. Okay, so in other words, we can make the cheshba, right? If Maimer is Kona, okay, so then who's falling to Levi? Both of these women falling. You know, Shimon dies, and now he has two wives. The Maimer is Kona, so now he has Rachel and Dina. They both fall to Levi. So if that's the case, he can't do Yibum on both of them, because you're not allowed to do Yibum on the both wives that fall from the same brother. You only do on one. So one of them he can do Yibum, but not on both. Okay? If Maimer would not be Kone, he was Masupach. If Yaimer not Kone, meaning, so Rachel still connected, he has no connection to Shimon, only connection to Reuven. So it's if what's falling to Levi is Reuven's wife, Rachel, and Shimon's wife, Dina, are separately falling to Levi, because if Maimer was not Kona. So that would be the case. If Maimer we know would not be Kona, he'd be able to do Yibum on both, because it's falling from two different brothers. Right? Rachel from Reuven, Dina from Shimon, and he would be able to do both. But that's the stuff, he doesn't know. So therefore, he can't do Yibum on both, because maybe Maimer was Kona, so now they both belong to Shimon. You can't do Yibum to the both wives from one brother. So therefore, he has to do, he can do Yibum on one, and then Chalitza on the other one. Okay, let's see Rashi on the Mishnah. Zika Shnei Yavamim, the Kol Zman Shalo Kansazeh, as long as Shimon didn't actually Kones Rachel, like marry her, Adain Zika Srishon Aleh, then Rachel still connected to her first husband, to Reuven. The Nitosva Aleh Zika Shnei Maro. And now she has on top of that a connection from the new brother who did a mimer on her. Hare kishemeid zeh notro ala zika shnehem. And then now when the Shimon dies, now she, therefore she has a zika on both of them. Ve'ilu kansa, however, had Shimon yes actually been konis Rachel, actually married her, then have a mafka zika the kama. Then nechanami, if he would have married Rachel, then there'd be Reuven's out of the picture. There's no zika on v'chlal anymore from her, because Shimon married her. V'chimai lo havela el zika sheni. And then when Shimon dies, then she would only have the zika of Shimon on her, and that's it. If that would have been the case, inami lo avad b'maimer lo havela el zika rishon. Or if he wouldn't have done Maimer at all, then there'd be only the Zika on Rachel from her first, from Reuven, because Shimon didn't do anything to her. That would be the other, that's, but here, Maimer was done. Okay. Amiyabim lo'o le'eza sheyirtze. So, that was now Rabbi Shimon. He says, no, he can marry anyone he wants, or even anyone he wants. Kediktani time of a perek shein of a b'raisa, as we learned his reasoning in the second perek, as he says, Imam Mamaro Shosheni Maimer, if it is Kona, then Asa Cheni Huboel. Then he's living with the wife of Shimon. The Enoch Maimer, if it's not Kona, then Eishes Rishon Uvera, then she's still connected to the first one. V'chol is Lashinya. So why must he do Chalitza on the second? Why can't he, let's say, Yibum on both? As we said, the Chada lo miftara b'biya de'idach. Because one of them is not, doesn't pater the one when it's Yibum on one, doesn't pater the other one. Why? Dilma mamar lo kane. Because maybe mimer is not kone. And therefore, v'have lehu shtei yavamos habaos mishtei batim. Because if mimer is not kone, so then falling to Levi is Rachel from Reuven and Dina from Shimon, two different things. So one just doing Yibum on one doesn't pater the other one. You have to do Yibum or Chalitza on the other one. V'yavomi tarvayu nami lo, but we don't allow him to do Yibum on both because the other side of the suffix. Dilma mamar is kone, v'avalu shtei yavamos habaos mibayis echad. Because maybe it is kone, and therefore there are two wives falling from Shimon. If Mimer is kone, they both belong there for the Shimon, both wives, and you can't do Yibum on both wives. Okay. Gemara. V'i zikas shnei yavamim deraisa chalitza nami lo tibai. So we brought a coin. We're going back to the Tanakama, right? The Tanakama brought a pasuk. Why is Levi aser to Rachel? Because we said, because she has a zika of the two, and we've quoted the pasuk. So finding fact according to the pasuk sounds like it's mina Torah. So if it's mina Torah, so then why does Levi have to do chalitza on her? Mina Torah, she says, it's this din Torah, you know, that if you have the zika from the two wives, whatever, from the two husbands, so then that's it. There's no din yibum or chalitza. We know there's chalitza either. Why are we asking that Levi has to do chalitza on Rachel? So more answers. Ella, we have to say the following. That really, midaraisa, mimer is not kone, right? Mimer is only drabanan. So midaraisa, the mimer is meaningless. So really, what's on a deraisa level, what's happening is there's these two women are falling from two different houses, right? Because the mimer shimon din on Rachel is nothing on the deraisa level. So she's Rachel's falling from Reuven and Dina's falling from Shimon, and that's on a deraisa level. Okay, that's really what's happening. But midrabanan, we ask the meaning, so therefore midraisa, he can, no problem, do yibum on both of them. Right? Because they're falling from two different brothers, and midraisa, he can just do yibum on both of them. But midrabanan, we ask the yibum. Why? Gzeira shema yomru shtei yavamos habaos vibayis echad misyavmos. The reason why we're not allowing him to do Yibum on both is because how it looks. You know, here we had Shimon did Mimer on Rachel. So people, you know, looks like he married Rachel. He did Mimer on her. So it looks like he married Rachel. And Shimon's married to Dina. And now Shimon dies. So if Levi's going to do Yibum on both, which Midaraisa really is the case, because the Mimer was meaningless, Midaraisa. But people see that and say, oh, I guess when two wives fall from the, you know, one husband, you can do Yibum on both of them, because, you know, we have Rachel and Dina falling from Shimon, and people, and he's doing Yibum on both. Not realizing, you know, that really, it's because the Mimer was meaningless, that people don't realize that. So they're gonna think that you can do Yibum on two wives that fall from one, from the same husband, which you can't do. So that's why we have the din of the Chalitz over here. I asked the Gemara if that's the case. Niyabim lachada v'nichlot lachada. So the Gemara says, so, but why do you have to do chalitza on both of them? Okay, because if you, I understand why you can't do yibum on both of them. We said because it looks like, you know, people don't understand. It looks like you can do from the same house. The two yibum fine. Okay, so why can't you just do? But you don't have to do chalitza on both. You know, yibum and chalitza. So the Gemara says because zera shema yamru by sechad miksaso banui umiksaso chalut. Because here too, people will make a similar mistake. They'll think, oh, you know, Rachel and Dina, one of them is doing chalitza, one, you know, yibum, one chalitza, and people will think, oh, I guess you can do that, you know, from when one of the brothers dies and he has two wives, you can do on one of them one chalitza, but that's not what we do. We don't do yibum chalitza on both. You only do on one of them. People are going to think you do on both. Zimura says the omru. Zimura says, so what? What's the problem with that? Let people think that. Let people think that if two wives, you know, fall to the brother, that people will make a mistake and do yibum on one and chalitza on the other one. What's the big deal? Don't this thing as chalitza livatala or something like that, you know? So who cares? So he didn't have to do chalitza, he did chalitza. Okay, so what's so terrible? It's not a, you know, as a bracha livatala or something like that. Who cares if he did chalitza? So let people maybe make that mistake. They'll do yibum one and chalitza on the other. They didn't have to do chalitza on the second one because once you do yibum on the first one, the second one's nothing. You don't do anything anymore. But people might make a mistake and think, oh, maybe you're supposed to do chalitza. Say, we did over here, yibum and chalitza, so I'm going to do yibum and chalitza. But, okay, so what? So you did chalitza. It's not the answer. It doesn't mean anything.
Why are you asking this question? Ready, if you say it's
falling
to one house, then they're
charged.
She's the one
for
charge
of
the
house. What do you mean? They have two houses. No, but if they're they're not. That's the thing. Me and Karadin, they're falling from two houses. That's it. So really, can do yibum on both or whatever, and just because it looks and people are saying think that that's all because really there's nothing here, but people will think that you can marry a two souls because of that. So the Gemara answers the miyabim b'hadar chalit hachanami el agzera dilma chalit bereisha b'hadar miyabim. When it says hachanami, people will make the mistake to think you can do when two, you know, wives falling from the house, that you can do one yibum and then the other one chalitza in that order. Then you're right. Not the end of the world. So a person did chalitza for no reason. It doesn't mean anything. But the danger is people might also do the other way around. They might first, the wives fall from the brother. He'll do first chalitza on the first one, and then he'll do yibum on the second one. That's the problem. Because once he does chalitza on the first one, so that's it. So now he did the chalitza, now the second one is now asatim. And now he's going to do yibum on her. That's a mission of error. So that's the problem. As it says, if it comes late, Bashir lo yivneh. Because once it's chalitza, it comes under the category of Shir lo yivneh. And therefore, the other one is asatum now. V'rachaman amar, she came in shalobana, shum lo yivneh. And then she becomes asatum to the other one becomes asatum. And if he's going to do yivum, that's the problem. So that's what we're worried about, that order. Okay, see Rashi. The Gemara. E zikat shnei yavamim deraisa the rabbanan part. We're asking on the rabbanan as the Tanakama. El mi derabbanan. The mi deraisa maimer lo kana. Because really mi deraisa, there's no kinyan at all by the maimer. V'havaluhu shtei yavamim mishtei yavatim. So you have to say that. Therefore, when we're bringing down the pasuk Tanakama, it's like a smachta be'alma. Right? It's not deraisa. And therefore, she's falling from two different brothers. Really, that's Mikara and Midaraisa. She's falling with two brothers. But Havelu Shtei Yavamas from Shtei Batim. If it's Havayu Matzilas Yavim, so Midin Torah, she can do Yibum on both of them. That's really the Midin Torah. The Rabbanan who negazu Shema Yamru Shtei Yavamas on both Mibaisechem Mitzvahs. However, it's because they're Rabbanan. If you both don't realize what's going on, they're thinking that hey, you can do Yibum from the both of the wives. No, the chalutza is the one that he did chalutza. That's the first one, as he did chalutza. Yeah. So once he did that, the second one is. Okay, mitzatzel chalutz says Rashi v'atil emeimer. People are going to think b'shtei yavamos habaos mi bais achad. Two yavams come from the same house. Chada misyavam. At first, you do yibum one. The other one, you do chalutza. And then we said that that's not a problem, and then you said, you're right, but the problem is the other way around. If you first said chalitza, then you... Okay. Last little piece here. Amar Rava. Nasan getle ma'amaro sarasa, hutra sarasa, avalhi asura, de michalfa vibalasket. Okay, so to understand this, we just need a little bit of background information, right? So the din is, We'll start with chalitza, right? The thing is, as we just mentioned, basically, that when chalitza is done, there can be a number of brothers. A woman, you know, but one of the brothers dies, the wife falls for yibum chalitza, whatever, and one of the brothers does chalitza, so that then users her to him. He can't marry her anymore. Once he did chalitza, that's shuv no yivna, that's it, it's finished. And not only that, it users her on all the brothers. So now that's finished. He can't choose that chalitza on her. He can't marry her anymore. Wants either chalitza on her, nor any other brothers either. That's the, as far as the Torah with the chalitza. Now the Rabbanan, they made a similar type of gzera when it comes to get, right? That if one of the brothers gives her a get, you know, she falls to the brothers. He doesn't do chalitza. One of the brothers doesn't do chalitza. He gives her a get instead. So that breaks the zika, okay, and therefore she becomes now as if chalitza was done, aser to him and aser to everybody with the get. Now, the third scenario, we're getting closer to our case over here, is if one of the brothers did, let's say, mimer on her, and then he gave her a get. So, the same thing. The get that he gives her breaks the mimer and the zika as well. In other words, and therefore, she becomes aser to him again, and also aser to all the brothers still. Our case here, what happened is, said Rav Amarava, Nasan get lemamaro. What does that mean? Means the same case that we've been talking about in the Mishnah, right? Reuben dies and falls, Rachel falls to Shimon. Shimon did mimer on her. However, then he gave her a get, but explicitly mentioned in the get, whatever, that this get is only to release the mimer, but not the zika. Right, because if the get would release the, then that's it. Then she become aser to him, aser to Levi now, aser to everybody, as we said, just like chalitza. If Shimon does chalitza on her, that's it. Then she becomes aser to, that's it, to all the brothers after that. So if the if this get was a get that was a full get for the mimer and the zika, then she become aser to now to Levi, everybody. That right to the Rabbana, right, 100%. Okay, so this breaks the okay, but here, so he didn't give the get to Mevatel everything. He just basically wanted to put things back to where it was before, you know, as he did mimer on, he wants to take away that mimer and leave things as if Reuben, as if Rachel was falling to him, and without, as if he didn't do mimer anymore. He's just basically canceling the mimer. That's what's going on. Okay, so if he does that, then what's the din? So hutra tsarasa. So as far as dina goes, that's the tsarasa. That's this woman that had mimer on her, right? Then there's the co-wife, which was Shimon's original wife, Dina, right? So she now is mutter to Levi because there's nothing. It's not a problem with anything over here. However, Rachel herself, avalhi, like Rachel herself, is aser. Why? Dimechalfa bebalas get. The reason is because people might get mixed up, and since this was a type of get that was only partial, right, just to take away the mimer, people are not going to realize that. And then people are going to matir in a case when he gives her a get that's complete, that takes away not only the mimer, but also the zika. And then she becomes, we said, aser to the brothers, and aser to Levi. And therefore, so people shouldn't get mixed up, we say we lost her Levi to this Rachel. Because even though really now she's okay to him, because he only took away the mimer, and the zika still, everything's okay. But we're afraid to get mixed up, the case when he's going to get a complete get, take away not only the mimer, also the zika, and then she will be aser to Levi, and people will not realize that. And therefore, to avoid that problem in this case as well, when in even though Mikar did, she has mutter to Levi, we're asking her. That's the Rava says. We have an Ikadam Rita says no. That this Girsa says Amarava Nasan get lamamaro hutra filuhi. My time my daven kashakle. This is the second Girsa says no. She's even Rachel's mutter. Why? Because what he did, he took back. He did a mimer, but he did this, canceling of the mimer by the get, only the mimer. So the mimer is gone. What he did, he took and finished, and now we're back to normal again. This opinion, this Kirsa, whatever held, they were not worried that people are going to, make a mistake, and in the case where he does a complete get that's going to take away the zika also. We're not cautious for that, and therefore Levi is even mutter to Rachel. Okay, let's see the Rashi's. Nasan get lemamaro amas nisim kari. It's a continuation of our Mishnah of that case, as we've been talking about today. Sheim nasan ze haos maimer get lemamaro. Like we said, Shimon gave her a get, but velola zikasa. It was only a get to cancel the maimer, but not to cancel the zika. V'char kach meis, and then Shimon dies. Sutra ishto arishona, Dina is original, Shimon's original wife. Shehil tsaras was a tsara of this Rachel. Lithia bem lishlishi, then Levi can do yibum on her. The maimer da avad shakwe, because he did maimer, then he took it back, so that's, it's gone. V'lav tsaras, tsaras ninhu, so they're not even tsaras anymore, right? Because they're only tsaras because Shimon did this maimer. But once you take away the maimer, so then Shimon's not connected to Rachel anymore, so Dina has no connection to her, nothing. V'hashda lo ati lemeimar b'shtei yavamas mi'bayis echad chad achalsa v'chad ameyavim. And we don't have the problem that what we've been talking about today, that we have where people are going to think, hey, you can, you know, from the same house, you can do yimu chalitza. We're not going to worry about it because people saw that he canceled, gave a get, he canceled this maimer, so there's no shaykhus anymore to Rachel. So you don't have to worry about people are going to say it from the same house, because people know they're not from the same house anymore. The hachalami by sechad mi'chzi. It doesn't look like they're from the same house because he released Rachel that he did the maimra. Aval hi asura, but Rachel we said is still asur. Velo mishum dekam velo yivne, not because because of the problem of lo yivne the posla al achiv hanishar, as we said, because that would be only the case. It would be a complete get that would, you know, that canceled off with the zika. Then it would be a case of lo yivne that the Levi wouldn't be able to. But that's not the reason. Sharei lo nasan get la zika. He didn't give a complete get. He didn't give a get to cancel off with the zika. Ela mishum da'ati lichlufle mebalas a get. The reason is we're answering is because we might get mixed up in a case where he does cancel it completely. Mebalas a get hecha da'avad ba'ala ma'amar ulazikaso. Where he's going to totally, the get's going to be complete to take not only away, not only the mimer, also the zika, then people are going to think that's also okay, which it's not. He vadai midchai, that's certainly, she's nidcha in that case. Aval, the get, the mamaro, lo dachi, elamamar. In our case, it was only a get for the mimer, it wasn't docha, it was only there for, the get was only docha the mimer, not the zika. Nishara zika, rishona bim koma, therefore she's still connected to Rachel. The Kadamri said, no, hutra filuhi lishlishi keshe yamuta sheni. No, even Rachel's mutter to Levi. My David Shachle, why? Because he did maimer, took it away. What he did, he took away. The havya kemo shalom asaba maimer. Put back the things the way it were, as if he never did maimer. And therefore, v'atya u misya bemes lishlishi. Therefore, you can do yibum on lishlishi. On Levi, machmat zika sachi verishon, because really now Rachel, since the mimer is taken away, it's like she's this false from Reuven. Finished. So Levi can do yibumon, not a problem. V'dafka shapirish, but he has to talk if he said it clearly lemamara v'lola zikaso. And when he gave the get, it was explicit that I'm giving you this get only for the mimer, to take back the mimer that I did, and not for the zika. That's what Kamar. That's what he said. Aval sama, but if he sam gives her a get, then kaima below yivne akulu achim. But if he gives her a get sam, then it goes into effect not only to cancel the maimer but also cancel the zika. Then she becomes aser to all the brothers, like we said, similar to the case of chalitza. V'hachi muchach milta the rabbi of the perik Rabban Gamliel the lemaamaro below the zikaso kamar. That we're talking about a case here of only canceling the maimer, not the zika. Yeah, I thought somewhere there also it's written in the get even.
Yeah.